of the morning to you. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. Point of view. Everyone has a point of view, which is reflected in virtually everything we do, in our actions, our decisions, our understanding of issues, our words. Maturity means becoming aware of our particular point of view. Only then are we able to assess objectively the world around us. What is your point of view? Are you devoted to Marx, to Einstein? What makes the most sense to you? Physics? Yoga? LSD? Understanding your point of view is the next step. The next is to expose yourself to other viewpoints. Only then can you be sure that your point of view is valid. Listen, read, think, examine, test the other viewpoints, which are all around you. This is the essence of learning. And in your analysis, don't forget Christianity. 2,000 years ago, a man claimed that he was God, did many startling things, and taught perceptively. He even predicted that he would rise from the dead. The apostle, St. Paul, spoke of the resurrection this way: if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So examine Christianity. If Jesus is who he claimed to be, this could radically affect your point of view. You owe it to yourself to make such an investigation.
No one understands like Jesus. He's a friend beyond compare. Meet him at the throne of mercy. He is waiting for you.
St. Paul writing to the Colossians. Christ is the visible expression of the invisible God. He existed before creation began, for it was through him that everything was made, whether spiritual or material, seen or unseen. Through him and for him also were created power and dominion, ownership and authority. In fact, every single thing was created through and for him. He is both the first principle and the upholding principle of the whole scheme of creation. And now he is the head of the body, which is composed of all Christian people. Life from nothing began through him, and life from the dead began through him. And he is therefore exactly, justly called the Lord of all. It was in him that the full nature of God chose to live. Through him, God planned to reconcile in his own person, as it were, everything on earth and everything in heaven by virtue of the sacrifice of the cross. St. Paul stated his point of view of Christ to the Colossians in the paragraph that we just read. We repeat, examine Christianity. If Jesus is who he claimed to be, this could radically affect your point of view. You owe it to yourself to make such an investigation.